All right, can you hear me? That's cool. All right, I'm Alex Larson, and who am I? Where I am, and some other people you can might recognize. This is from Guadec 2000 in Paris. I've been involved in GNOME for a long time. I initially got there because I wrote Dia, which is a diagram editor. Since then, I moved on. Since 2001, I worked for Red Hat in the desktop group, doing random stuff all over the place. Recently, I've been working on an overall high DPI stuff for the GNOME desktop and the Linux desktop in general. I'd like to start with a very specific problem definition. This is a Chromebook Pixel. It's typically runs Chrome OS, but it's very easy to, or kind of easy to install any Linux operating system on it. This is an install of Fedora 19, which is, it supported every kind of hardware it has, basically, except, like, when you boot it, it looks like this. I mean, it doesn't actually look like this. It's much higher resolution, but scaled down to fit on the display, right? So it's not really useful. Even though it's technically fully supported, it's completely useless because you can't even read stuff. So you're all geeks, so you know about the DPI stuff. DPI means dots per inch, or for monitors, generally, how many pixels there are per inch on your monitor. Historically, all like normal monitors, I mean, the projector doesn't have it, but any random normal monitor would have around 100 DPIs, 90 maybe, or 120 or something, but not that much more. But the Pixel has 239 DPI, so it doesn't really work. So we have a setting in XFT, actually, which for various reasons is always set to 96 by now. But there's a property, the text scaling factor, that you can set. So if we set it to 2, we get this. And it's now usable in some sense. You can actually read stuff. But it really only changed the text size. There's a bunch of other issues too. So why is that? Why didn't it like scale everything? And it turns out that doing that on all the traditional density monitors would be a bad thing. On these monitors, I mean, maybe not on the Pixel, but on the other ones, a pixel is like a visible thing. You better not be drawing 1.5 pixels because that looks fuzzy and weird. And so everything you render has to actually match the target pixel grid. Even if your source is an SVG or whatever, it better draw 1.0 pixels or things will look really bad. Also, a lot of content that you see in a typical UI, you'd have the icons, which are PNGs or pictures or JPEG avatar pictures or whatever. And cursors are also pixels. And scaling those for just doesn't look very well. Here's an example. This is a scale version of the Nautilus property dialog, which is scaled so that you can see all the pixels. And if you were to render this as at 120%, say to compensate for your slight DPI change, you get like, it's kind of hard to see, but some of the lines would get in the middle of some pixels. So they're fuzzy, some are sharper, and the fuzzy ones are less gray, so you get this, and the pixels are scaled on the icons, or I mean, those are CSS images, so they're PNGs at the core, so they're scaled. Also, it turns out that it's not really a problem, right? For instance, this ThinkPad I have, I use this with a 23-inch monitor at work, and I measured a button on it, and it's like 6 millimeters on the laptop and 8 on the external display, and it's not really a problem. I mean, I could have it tweak the size of everything to match the DPIs, but it would be stupid because it wouldn't gain you anything, but you get all this bad-looking stuff. But when we're getting at the kind of resolution the Pixel has or the MacBook Air with the Retina display stuff, then suddenly it doesn't work anymore. So we have to do something. So we can start looking at some of the things that go wrong. The icons are obviously pixel-based, so they're not scale at all, so they're way too small. You can't see them. They look kind of weird if you look at the home icon there next to the text. Much smaller than the text, looks out of sync. Some of the widgets are specified in terms of, they're fixed pixels, so they're really hard to pick. Try to hit the scroll bar, for instance, it's really hard. And it kind of looks okay here, but if you know how the GNOME clock is supposed to look, it's supposed to have a really large image background with the text centered on it, and it just doesn't here. And the default window sizes, some of the windows look okay because they're fully specified by the size of all the widgets in it, but anything that has anything that scrolls, like gedit or Nautilus, you don't really know the default size. So the way it's typically fixed is by just having the author of the app specify a random default size in pixels. Typically not a problem, but it gets everything wrong for the pixel. Also, some of the internal widgets are specified in pixels, like the width of the sidebars, the width of the columns are, you know, so small that it doesn't fit the common labels. It just not doesn't make sense. The mouse pointer, I don't know if you can see it even, it's really tiny. And also it moves slowly because it's the acceleration and everything is based on the typical sizes that pixels have on old monitors. Resizing windows, really hard. All the padding is really thin, so it doesn't look right. And basically, absolute pixels are used everywhere, either directly or indirectly via pixel-based icons and images. And also, there's a bunch of code all over the place that uses this, and we don't want to have everyone change all their code. Additionally, if you ever use multiple monitors, things get even more complicated, because I don't think there's any high DPI external monitors at the moment. Well, maybe there's some really super expensive one, but generally, if you plug in an external monitor in a pixel, you get a low DPI and a high DPI monitor at the same time, and windows that are like dragged from one screen to the other will either become huge or tiny, depending on which way you drag them. And if you have a window on both, it will look really weird. So the solution I came up with, and it's not really original in the sense that nobody did before, it's pretty much what macOS does, and I'm not exactly sure what they do, but Windows 8 has something kind of similar. But basically, you redefine what pixels mean. On old monitors, pixels mean what it used to do, but on high DPI, it means something else. A UI pixel maps to multiple device pixels. And then, there's a scaling factor there. We make it an integer to avoid all the grid alignment issues. And also for technical reasons, a lot of stuff like X windows and GTK widgets can't have double as their sizes, and clipping goes to hell if you have fractional clip boxes, etc. And all the scaling is done automatically, so the apps don't really know about it. Things just render at a high resolution, or if you draw bitmap-based images, they get scaled up automatically. And then in case you actually have some pixel data, like icons or CSS images for backgrounds and borders, or even like avatars or external images, we have new APIs or ways to let you specify multiple sources of images so that you can pick the right one depending on the window scale. So with that end, it looks like this. I mean, obviously, this looks like... I mean, obviously, it just looks like any other GNOME, but if you actually run it on a pixel, it picked the higher resolution icons and all the things are the right sizes and everything. I mean, it's still a tiny cursor, so there's some stuff I have to fix, but most of it works. So I guess there's a lot of developers here, so I want to go over how you have to change your apps. Mostly, you shouldn't have to change that, but all these APIs change a bit. You can start with Cairo. Generally, Cairo supports scaling. I mean, you can just set a scale, and we could just set the scale. But I have added something called a device scale that you set on a surface, so that any Cairo context you create on that surface will automatically always get initialized with a scale, and you cannot get rid of the scale accidentally by like resetting the matrix or whatever. And additionally, and maybe even more important, if you draw the surface onto something else, the scaling is also applied. So if you have an icon that has, you target a 48 by 48 abstract pixel thing, but you have a 96 by 96 image, then you set the device scale to 2, and when you draw it on a non-scale thing, it will automatically scale it down. Although, generally, all this, you know, don't have to care. GDK does that for you. GDK, however, there's a bit more changes. It's the window abstraction for GDK. So it has all the window, screen, monitor, native objects. Those now always report size in this abstract pixel space, so one new thing is your GDK window might not match the size of the corresponding X window. So the X window may be 200 pixels, and GDK reports it being 100 pixels. So to compensate, if you really need to do something low level, you have to get the scale factor for the window, or the monitor if you're doing something more global. And also all the mouse positions are reported, like events get reported in the abstract pixel space, but since time immemorial, we use floats for all the events, so it still has the full precision, just in a different form. I had to add a couple of API calls to, I think, get the current cursor position in floats and stuff, but generally, we've always been using floats for events. GDK window create similar surface is what you use when you create off-screen images in GDK 3. It's always been there. It's changed now so that it automatically creates a scale surface if you're targeting a scale window. And you should always use this rather than creating your own surfaces, because if you create a low resolution or low scale double buffer for a high scale window, you'll get pixelized results. And you do have to be careful that the scale of a window, for instance, or a widget, or whatever you're working on, can change over time. So make sure all double buffers are recreated when the scale changes. Do you have a signal? Yeah, there's a signal on the GDK side. I'll come to that later. But often you don't have to do that. You just look at the scale when you draw something. And if it's different from whatever you rendered it, you just invalidate the backing store. But there is a single, yeah. There's a new thing, very similar to create similar surface, but it creates images. Image surface, which is, it's a normal Cairo surface, but it's, you can access the pixels, like a pixbuff. The advantage here is that you can now specify the scale of it, and it also lets you specify a window for the target. So if you're creating an image surface that you eventually will draw on the next window, it can, ahead of time, allocate the memory in the shared memory space. So you always get an X shared image. Also, there's this Cairo surface created from the PixBuff helper, which is really a simple wrapper of create similar image surface that just converts from PixBuff format to Cairo format, which incidentally are not exactly the same. So right now, we're actually allocating a new surface and converting from the to pre-multiplied alpha mode every time you draw a PixBuff. So you should use surfaces. GTK, this is what most people will actually see, these changes. All the size allocation, everything that's related to size are in this abstract low density pixels. Every widget has a scale property. You can get the scale by GTK widget get scale. But there's also it's also a property, so you can get notified on it if you need to, you know, invalidate a cache or whatever. Also, for the reasons I listed about before, Cairo surfaces is the new preferred way to have image data. It's, we don't want to use PixBuff. I mean, you can use PixBuff in your internal stuff, but everything that's supposed to be drawn on the screen, you'd rather use Cairo surfaces because they can have scale. So when you draw them, you will automatically upscale or downscale or whatever. And you can pre-target them to the right type of window, and they're already in the right Cairo format, so they're more efficient to render. So these are the new things you should use: GTK image and GTK cell render PixBuff. I mean, they're identical call, except you used to say from PixBuff at the end or PixBuff property. So PixBuff still work, but you should prefer Cairo surfaces. The icon theme is extended so that if you ask for a 48 pixel icon and the widget is scale 2, it will actually ask for a 96 pixel one and use that. And furthermore, there's also extension to the actual icon theme spec to allow the icon theme itself to define high-res versions of icons, because it's not always the case that it's a good idea to use the 96 by 96 icon for the 48 case, because things like the outlines are thinner, there's more details, if there's any text in it, it's going to be too small if you render the 96 one at 48 size. There's some extensions to the theming system to let you specify alternative images. If you use this, make sure they have the same size except the scaling factor, because layout is affected by the size. And we're only going to load the one that is used. So I'm going to also go through the current status in the various levels of the stack. I added a bunch of protocol additions for Wayland that landed in 1.2. In 1.2, all the it says output and surface really means monitor and window. That's the Wayland terms. All the positions and sizes are in this abstract pixels, and the compositor can show the actual scale for every monitor, and you can read it as a property on the output what the scale is. So if you push a scale 1 window on a scale 2 output, it will automatically upscale it while drawing it. But the client can see this and pre-allocate a size or a scale 2 buffer with twice the number of pixels. So then the compositor doesn't have to scale it. And it also allows correct handling of mixed mode monitors. So while drawing a single buffer, it can upscale on one and not scale on the other one, or even scale at different sizes. GTK, the backend for Wayland, will automatically pick the maximum scale of all the windows that are covered, or all the monitors that are covered by the window. So if you drag your window, it will automatically get resized or get a new scale, which is one of the reasons you really have to take care of validating double buffers. It can change by just dragging the window. The implementation side is really simple. Wayland on GTK currently uses image surfaces. So we just set the device scale on that, and this works. And this is this is the future, man. This is where we want to go. It has every support for, apart from all the other goodies, it does correctly support the mixed scale monitor, and the scaling stuff is really part of the native system in a way it can't be on X. But a bunch of us still use X, apparently. So we have some kind of support for that too. However, we only support a single scale for all of a screen, actually. Like, you can technically open multiple displays in different scales, I guess, but in practice, everything is going to be the same scale. Works fine for a laptop, maybe not if you have a multi-screen thing. GDK like fakes all the sizes of stuff. So if scale is enabled, it will like fake the size of the windows and monitors and screens and whatnot. The coordinates of the X events are divided by the scale when we convert them to GDK events. There's this environment variable GDK scale you can set. It's very useful for debugging. If you actually don't have a high DPI machine, you can just set it and run your app and see it. Gigantic thing. But you can see if it works. The way it's actually meant to work is that we have two new X settings that GNOME settings daemon will set for GTK, and we'll hopefully, eventually, I have some really bad patches, but it won't detect the actual DPI on the screen and just pick the right scale. And it tell X, or it tell GTK, and it will just use it. There's also new settings related to the scale, which is the unscaled DPI, because we still want to set the DPI to be large to support old school apps like GTK2 or whatever. Nobody uses that anymore, right? But if we set a really high DPI plus add the scaling, then the GTK3 apps will get gigantic fonts. So we have this new unscaled DPI setting that scale-aware apps can use. Also, very simple implementation. We used the normal CairoX stuff and set the device scale. You have to be a bit more careful since the scaling stuff is kind of done externally to X. X itself has no idea of the scaling, so if you're mixing X stuff and GDK stuff, like using X Video or OpenGL or something, you have to like correctly get the scale factor and multiply sizes and stuff. Most of the time, if you create stuff from GDK and just consume it and read back the sizes from X, things should work, but yeah, you need to take care at least. We also have a OSX implementation, which is more or less trivial. It just uses all the Quartz stuff, which is basically identical to our stuff. What we do is read back the scale factor from OSX. Right now, there's some bug in Cairo where CreateSimilar doesn't create a scaled surface or a scaled Quartz image or whatever it's called. So all the scrolling and everything that's double buffered currently look kind of pixelated on Retina displays. But as I said, Windows 8 has some kind of high DPI support. I haven't really looked at it, but maybe we should. Maybe someone wants to do that. We need cursor scaling. It would really have a really tiny cursor. It's hard to see. I need to actually finalize the icon theme spec changes. Didn't get any comments on it, so maybe I should just commit it. I don't know. We need high DPI versions of some of the GNOME icons. Maybe all, or maybe just some of them that have text or too much detail. We have to look at that. GTK also ships a bunch of built-in icons. We probably want high-res versions of those. And we want full integration of, you know, detection of DPI and everything in GNOME. I have some kind of hacky patches that will mostly work, but they need some work. Also, in the future, I might or might not, it depends on how Wayland goes and how much work it is. But maybe it's possible to do multi-monitor support correctly on X, at least if you have a compositor, because then compositor can draw each window differently, but it's a lot of work, and I don't know if it's worth it. Depends on how fast we can go to Wayland, really. Also, I want to make a huge shout out to Brian Bibber, who just randomly turned up on the list and says, I have this pixel, does anyone want it? So they can do high DPI work. And yeah, thank you.
It sounds like, I think you said that in Wayland you can get two separate surfaces at different scales and then draw to them independently, I guess simultaneously.
Yeah. I mean, the way multi-molecule works in X and the way it works in Wayland is completely different. In X, you allocate basically this huge surface that covers everything, and then you scan out different parts of it. So it's really hard to draw a window in different sizes on different modules because it doesn't work that. But in Wayland, every output scans from its own buffer, and it's up to the compositor to just draw the window in both the buffers.
But I mean,
so can you scale it however it wants?
But if you're an application,
If you're in an application, you get to select the scale of your window.
But could you possibly say, I want to give you a two-scaled version and a one-scaled
version? There has been some discussion about that, but it's not currently done. And I don't think it's really important because, first of all, it's problematic because things like layout in terms of text is different, slightly different on different sizes, like due to hinting and all sorts of font related
crap. Yeah, I was going to comment that the GDK...
And also, window spanning multiple monitor, is that a common occurrence? Do we want to have extra complexity all over the place for something that...
So I guess you just pick the scale that is the predominant portion of it and go with that and let the other side suffer?
I wanted to actually have, like on OS X, if you do it, if you plug in something, if you plug in an external monitor, it asks you whether you want the best, looking best on the external display or looking best on the internal, and then it just picks that. And right now, I always pick the monitor that has the one of the monitor of all the monitors that the window covers. I pick the one that has the height scale, but it's really just an implementation detail in GDK. It could do. It's up to the app really to select. Maybe we want to support.
Yeah, it just seems the API that you have in GDK is really enforcing this idea that there will only ever be one scale per window, and that if we gain this capability in Wayland in the future, we won't be able to use it from the tool.
Yeah, I don't think it really... There's all sorts of complexities in terms of the layout being different and the way, like, off-screen is used for caching and scrolling. It bubbles down to an enormous complexity for a really not very important use case. I don't know. You can do it. Yeah. I think it's hard enough that it's not worth doing. Okay. Any other questions? You can sort of come up and play with the actual pixels later, but
you were JH building stuff earlier. Can you like demo?
Demo.
Well, you were doing like JH build earlier because I.
Yeah. I can demo. I have it. I randomly got crashed or something. I think it ran out of batteries and destroyed the system partition or something, so the Chrome stuff got mad and wouldn't boot, so I had to rebuild everything, but I do have some of it built now, so if anyone want to look later, it looks like GNOME. So it's like, you have to be really close up to look at it, but anyone can come up later and I'll show it.
Question here: Will the compositor draw itself in multiple resolutions? Because applications don't have them in two different monitors of different resolutions.
You sense. Mean in
but
in
the compositor
a,
itself
this would be
has
an X
UI
or,
all over the place, right?
Like, do you mean an X or
both?
I mean, the way it works in, for instance, Wayland is that you just give your buffer with bits to the compositor, and you claim that this is at scale one.
Yeah, but what about the shell, basically the compositor itself?
Well, the shell is the compositor. So if the shell is the Wayland compositor, say, and some app hands it a 100 by 100 buffer and claims this is at scale one, and your actual window or your actual monitor is at scale two, it's up to the compositor to scale it by two. And if it covers multiple monitors, it needs to draw it to multiple places.
But I mean the UI of the compositor. Like Gnome Shell, this bar on top, the messages,
well, I mean,
everything.
That mostly uses GTK for stuff, so.
The clutter stuff.
Well, it's also clutter, but clutter is also easy. I mean, clutter is geo. It's easy to set a scale factor in geo. I'm not claiming it's currently done, but it shouldn't be that hard. Manually it's fixing it. But I mean, basically, it's all about adding a 2 somewhere in the matrix that you get when you draw. It's not really hard. I mean, there are some parts that are harder. Maybe, like, getting... If there's anything pixel-based, it needs to have multiple sources of pixel data. And I think for the shell, most of the icons are either symbolic icons, which are SVG, or desktop file, which are, these days, really large that we can scale down and still look good. I think it's okay.
My question would be about the motion events. You were saying that you do subpixel coordinates. With some hardware, it's actually a problem because they keep sending events with minute changes, like as in subpixel motions, and we end up breaking pretty much the whole stack all the way down.
We already do use floats everywhere.
So, and it's actually causing problems, and I'm wondering whether that's going to have problems.
It's going to be, I mean, generally, you're never going to hit a scale other than 1 or 2. So you're going to have floats that are 0 or 0.5 or 1. Or it's, I don't know how that would break anything. It's not going
to be. Does GTK do motion compression for things that are subpixel?
Yeah. I mean, it was originally a floating point because Owen needs to fix it for Wacom tablets in 1997 or whatever, so it should just work.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, if you have a high DPI screen and you start an application, with GTK3 and everything, does it start up with its windows set to no scaling or 1-to-1 or?
Oh, you mean if you? I mean, obviously, by the time it's mapped, so you can see it. It's going to be at scale 2. You mean if you?
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Say I am writing an or I am updating an existing application.
Yeah.
What happens by default? Do they just get
by scaled? Default, it looked as if you're on a low DPI screen and everything is as before.
What? You mean it looks tiny?
No. I mean,
it will actually scale.
In terms of how the application author or whatever sees everything. But it will be scaled by default. Like
the
goal is if you install Fedora 20 or whatever, where this is added on a pixel, it would automatically pick up the fact that it's a really high DPI screen, and by default everything will be scaled, so it's approximately the same size that it would be on a 100 DPI monitor, but at a high resolution, or
right.
Precision, or how.
I'm thinking of maybe it just works as it is, but I don't know.
There are like some cases where you need to care, right? If you're, for instance, a photo app, and you have a bunch of pixbuffs for all your JPEGs, and you want to render them, you need to take care of, you know, detecting that there's actually more pixels.
Yeah, I always want to ask about the case, like, I'm the GIMP, so I display...
Yeah, so the GIMP, for instance, would need to know if it's downscaling a large pixel buff.
How do you handle, but you have to get the
scaling factor to know that you need to generate more pixels when you're drawing something.
Yeah, like when I'm the GIMP, I have my custom widget to draw the rulers around the image.
Those you don't have to care. I mean,
well, you know, I don't want
to. They would still like show the wrong pixels compared to the device pixels, I guess. I don't know. How's that work?
So scaling the image itself is not a problem because that's what it's doing all the time.
The rulers around the window.
The GTK Chrome is gonna scale itself, but what about the GIMP's custom widget that draws the ruler?
You mean the canvas, the display of the actual image itself? That's the only place in GIMP where you have to take care about actually having twice the amount of pixels on each axis than you see as virtual pixels, or I don't know how Alex calls them.
Yeah, I think he means the horizontal and vertical rulers that show off how many pixels.
But these should be, I mean, if you have the image in one-to-one ratio, like 100%, then you will actually show a little square per image pixel.
I'm just wondering, how do I go about picking up pixel size for my rulers? Do I measure the little numbers? Do I measure the text and scale my ruler accordingly, or?
That's just the front pixels, like the virtual pixels you use when measuring everything else. I mean, the text will get smaller, will get rendered as electrographics anyway, so it will get crisp. But the ruler ticks, they should be just in your normal pixels, like not in the device pixels, but in your front pixels. And only if you scale out, so your image source has, the canvas itself has actually more pixels available than you want to display, then you can go high DPI and actually show more pixels than normally. Yeah. But it's the only case I needed to adapt to make it look cool.
Okay.
Everything else works just out of the box, given the icons work.
Thanks.
Okay. I'm really surprised by how minimal it turned out in terms of API additions. And like the gist works for how people have been writing applications for years. It's very elegant. Thank you.
I haven't really tried it on apps that do custom things a lot, like Geo and Xvideo and stuff. Partially because most of it is sold by just Clutter fixing it. We're not really doing a lot of custom OpenGL anymore. I don't know if I haven't either tried like the GStreamer, Xvideo, Native X stuff, if that works. But other than that, it should just work. And it's really thanks to Cairo, which just makes everything just automatically scaled. It does what? Yeah, but does it also get the size of the XID from X? Yeah, then it should work. I mean, as long as it doesn't get the GDK size and believes that's the size of the X window, it should just work. Actually, I think there's one issue, and WebKit doesn't currently allocate a double size double buffer, so WebKit canvases look kind of pixelated right now.
Which GTKs have you fixed this in?
Which?
GTKs. Which toolkits?
Well, right now it's just GTK, but...
Two or three?
Two. I mean, three. Two will never work because it has the full set of Core X rendering APIs. We don't want to scale those.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, right. GDK because you're doing because has all GDK the has all
crap.
That.
So, yeah, don't want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is kind of bad, but Just let it die already.
I was wondering how this works with the hinting. Does Cairo know exactly the DPI that it's going to be working at, or is it tricked a little bit here? Yeah. The other thing actually is thinking through a little bit about the clutter side of the text, which is rendered with Cairo. We're going to need to make sure that that text, when it's rendered, knows about the scale by two to do the kind of reverse, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't really looked at it. I mean, I just assumed that it would be not that hard. But
well, if we just chuck a scale by two at the top when the text gets rendered, it'll look aliased. But there should be something we can do about
it. Yeah, in terms of font metrics and everything, I just have ignored the issue.
So it just kind of works. So you just to stick it to my scale, and
it will get you a slightly, or may give you a slightly different layout in your widget sizes, because maybe a label was half a pixel wider, or whatever, or it will pick a different font, or larger fonts where the metrics are slightly differently rounded, or whatever. It's not a problem right now because we only support one surface buffer per window, so it's always just one scale. But maybe we want to look at having some way to always get the same kind of hinting.
Well, did you think of turning hinting off entirely once it goes above like 3 or something?
Bedad has this write-up on high DPI text and various ways that macOS and Android does it. I have not really thought about it. It's something we should maybe look at, because maybe hinting doesn't really matter at that size. I think actually in practice it will be disabled mostly. I mean, if you pick a large enough font, the hints are not there for that kind of size. At least like the really detailed manual font hinting is just not enabled at a 40 pixel font or something. It's just so we kind of get away from that, I guess. But yeah, it's possible that we want to have ways to declare your font metric intents or whatever on widgets, so we can try to make them exactly the same on different scales. So. Yeah. Yeah, it's something that worth looking into. Actually, Bedad did a lot of work in it for Chrome, I guess. But we can ask him. Is he here? Yeah. No more questions? LibreOffice. I don't know, ask Meeks, he's giving a talk in the other room. For Firefox, actually it has this, it's kind of hidden, but if we make the scale that we auto-detect, if we make that, if we make that available, it's very easy. Oh, I'll be careful. So there's this layout, CSS dev pixels per pixel. If you set that to 2, that basically means you scale every pixel by 2. So if we just give the Mozilla people a way to read the current scale, it should be easy for them to just pick that up and have it work.
That CSS extension you have, is that going upstream? Have you proposed that in the spec or anything?
Not really. I mean, if you look at how multiple or retina alternative things work on the web right now, it's like this horrible mismatch of we define everything. There's like a JavaScript that runs and rewrites the URIs and like grubs all over the DOM tree and looks for images and replaces them if they're on a Retina display. And yeah. Maybe, I mean. It is nicer, it is. I don't want to be in the standardization business, though. It sucks.
Thank you very much.
Yep.